Good morning, Charlottesville. Welcome to Saturday and Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie on News Radio 1070. We're glad you're here this morning. Wasn't quite sure I was going to make it here this morning. I took a little detour to get my latte from my friends at Shenandoah Joe's and ran into the Charlottesville Marathon, 8-miler walk, whatever was going on. There was there were people everywhere. And detours everywhere as well. But little shout out to my friends Dave and Christy Fafar at Shenandoah Joe. If you see him, ask him about the toy lift. He does an extraordinary job in making that effort that comes 8 months from now to allow children to have a great Christmas. And I know they're just getting started. The committees are just starting again. And so when you see David and Christy, thank them for all they do to make that toy lift a success. And glad I got here on time. I'm happy to be here. I've got Jan Shiflett from Roy Wheeler Realty Company in the studio this morning with me, along with Tammy Wilt from New American Mortgage. And we're talking about, is this really the time to buy a house? And I'm going to kind of set the stage for what we're going to talk about, and then Jan and Tammy and a number of other folks out in Greene County are hosting a homebuyer seminar on Tuesday, April 12th at the Best Western in Greene County, where a lot of those answers, you'll be able to get those answers at that event, and they're going to talk about that as well. But when we talk about the market and when you listen to this show, I've promised you that I'd always kind of give you a fair shake and a balanced idea of what's really going out there. And you know, we really are in a time of uncertainty. We're in a place where people think, is this really the time to buy? Or as talking to Corbin Snow as he went off the air today, is this really the time to sell? And in all honesty, the simple answer to that question, is this time to sell, is yes, if you're willing to be competitively priced. If you're looking to make a lot more money on your house than you think you should be able to, no, it's not the right time to sell. But is it the right time to buy? I'm to the point that I'm saying, yes, I do think it is. And quite honestly, if you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realestatematters, or if you follow the Roy Wheeler fan page on Facebook, you'll see a blog that I posted this week by KCM, which is Keeping Current Matters. And it was an interesting title. The title was, Okay, You Win. Stop listening to real estate agents. And of course, I had to read that because I said, what do you mean, stop listening to real estate agents? We're your trusted source out there, whether you're buying or selling or renting or leasing. And so I read the blog, and it was an interesting concept as to what they were saying. Basically, what they were saying is, okay, don't listen to real estate agents. Everybody always talks about all real estate agents want to do is talk you into buying something or selling something, and it's all about the commission and that kind of thing. And that's just not the case. In most situations, you've got real estate agents, you've got mortgage brokers, you've got title people that really want to help you make an educated decision on whether or not now is the time to buy or sell. And you need a professional to help you with that. But what's interesting about this blog is that they quoted some folks who haven't exactly been friendly to real estate in the past in regards to some of these things. And Keeping Current Matters each day attempts to give truthful insight on the current housing market. And if they report what's perceived as negative news, some in the real estate community come down on this blog hard. However, when you explain that now is a great time to buy, they get an avalanche of feedback from the general public attacking them for being nothing more than puppets for the real estate industry. But interestingly enough, there are a couple articles that have come up here in the last couple days or week or so about why now's the time to buy. And one of them is part of the Wall Street Journal's digital network, Market Watch. And the quote was, one reason your best investment right now could be a home has to do with the relative upside of getting in on an asset class, well, that's at the bottom, versus buying into other asset classes that could be near a top. Consider for a moment the tremendous upside we've seen in stocks, precious metals, and agricultural commodities over the past 12 months. If you're a long-term investor looking to put money to work, now is not really the best time to get into any of these three asset classes. However, with home sales starting to improve and with prices now possibly forming a bottom, real estate could well be the asset class that represents the best low-risk buying opportunity out there today. He went on to say that, yes, mortgage rates still are near historical lows, but if we see these rates rise, then the cost of a new home could climb significantly. So now could really be the right time to trigger that home purchase, and it could also be your best investment right now. That's pretty strong stuff, and quite honestly, it's consistent with some of the things we've been talking about on the show, and I'm going to kind of bring this together from a local perspective in a second, but I also wanted to quote Fortune magazine, where they wrote, "Real estate, it's time to buy again." Mr. Tully says, "Forget stocks. Don't bet on gold. After 4 years of plunging home prices, the most attractive asset class in America is housing. Let's state it simply and forcibly. Housing is back. Two basic factors are laying the foundation for dramatic recovery in residential real estate. The first is the historic drop in new construction. The second is a steep decline in prices on the order of 30% nationwide since 2006, and as much as 55% in the hardest hit markets." Grateful to tell you that Charlottesville is not one of the hardest hit markets, but I will tell you that it might not be 30%, but I'm going to share some numbers with you in a minute that show you that prices have dropped here in Charlottesville as well. The story of this downturn has been an astonishing flight from the traditional American approach of buying new houses to an embrace of renting, but the new affordability will gradually lure Americans back to buying homes, and the return of the homeowner will start raising prices in many markets this year. So this blog goes on to say the bottom line is that neither of the two media sources mentioned above have ever been accused of cuddling up to the National Association of Realtors. However, both have come to the same conclusion. It's time to buy real estate. Perhaps we should listen to them. Now, you know, we can all kind of think about these things on our own. And we've said all along that I want you to make the right decision. I want you to have the trusted resource, somebody that you know cares about you and cares for what you're doing to help you make those decisions. But let me just bring us to a local perspective on what I've just talked to you about. Next week, I've got Barbara McMurray and Brad Connor from Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors coming on. They'll be talking about the first quarter market report. Well, I've done my just initial snapshot of that. Listings, listing inventory, you know that's a critical number for me. We're up to 3,363 homes. We were down to 2,972 in January. We went to 3,093 in February. We're up to 3,363. In April of 2010, it was 3,769. Will it be that number again? I think probably it'll be somewhere in between that. The good news is that the inventory, which was 21 months, has dropped to 17.5 months. But that's still way too many houses on the market. And that's why I said to Corbin earlier this morning, if you're going to be aggressively priced, if you're going to get your house in the right condition, then yes, your house can sell in this marketplace. But the other interesting thing, as I shared in these articles and what I want to tell you locally, is that the average sales price in our market area has dropped to $268,800 in February and March. Both February and March, the average sales price, $268,800, compared to the average annual sales price of $309,229. So that's a $40,000, give or take, drop, which is about 15%. That's a significant number, and it's the lowest it's been. I look back over the last 12 months. There's only two other months where we were under 290, and the rest were either above 290 or well into the 300s. That, coupled with low interest rates, means there's affordability. If, in fact, we get more buyers into the market and the inventory begins to shrink. There was one article this past week that talked about foreclosures being 11% less than they were a year ago. That's another place where that's going to shrink the inventory. So if that type of thing happens, buyers get back in the marketplace, interest rates start going up, what you could have bought today, you won't be able to buy 2 or 3 months from now. We're going to take a break. And I've exhausted my first part of the time, and I'm going to get with Jan and Tammy after it. But I wanted to set the stage for what they're doing on Tuesday to really help people prepare and understand whether it is the time to buy for them as an individual, or is it a time to wait and get their credit in order and those kinds of things. But we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to our friends at Classic Furniture. And after the break, we'll come back with Jan Shiflett from Roy Wheeler Realty Company and Tammy Welt from New American Mortgage. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie. We're glad to have you here. And if you're just joining the show, you sort of missed my whole where's our market going and is this really the time to buy? And I took up the whole first segment, which was not what I was intending to do, but there's just so much information to get to you. And there's so much more that I could have shared, but I really want to talk with Jan Shiflett and Tammy Wilt, and I'm grateful for both of you being here this morning. And Jan, why don't you just real quickly, as an agent out there every day doing this thing with buyers and sellers, what is your sense of where our market is and where it's going?
Well, I feel like in the Charlottesville, Central Virginia market that we are really in a stable market here. I've seen it with the foreclosures, with the short sales, how it's affected the market in the past, but I see it leveled out. I see that now it's a great time to buy, and we want to put a welcome out there to all of the people that would like to buy. Maybe they think they can't buy. So we're having a seminar on Tuesday night at the Best Western, and we would love to have people come out and just, you know, ask questions, get information, be educated.
Well, we'll definitely get into the specifics of that. Tammy, as a mortgage loan officer, what are you seeing as far as people wanting to be pre-qualified? Is there uptick? What are you seeing as far as positive momentum? Is there uncertainty? What's your thought?
I think the biggest thing to overcome is we are still lending money. There is still money out there to get loans. We are starting to see an uptick, but it is April. Spring's here, except for today. And we are starting to see a lot more movement in the market, a lot more people going to open houses. Tomorrow's a beautiful day, so I'm assuming it's going to be great.
Well, and I think, too, Tammy, in regards to that, there is money. I mean, I was reading in the Washington Post this morning. There's a great article in the Washington Post this morning that I actually posted about the condo financing, and that a lot of people who have cash can make get great deals on condos right now because so many condos can't be financed. But even though that's true, I think it creates a misunderstanding that there is not money out there and that you need a whole big down payment or that kind of thing. I mean, FHA, you still have the ability, depending on your credit report, you can get, you know, a low down payment. And I think it's important for people to understand that there are people out there that are lending money. And if you are credit worthy, you can get a loan for a mortgage.
Right. And I've actually just came up with that yesterday. One of my clients who lived in Northern Virginia is like, what is it now, 20% to put down? I'm like, no, you can still do 3.5% depending on the FHA limits in your area. In fact, out in Green and parts of Albemarle, you can get 100% financing depending on what your income is through like rural housing or VHDA programs.
Well, I think the other thing that's important there when we talk long term is that it could be that those things do go away. When you look at the mortgage reform white paper that has been presented as far as getting rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and doing things like that, there's a lot of discussion about 20% down. There's a lot of discussion about making it even harder with even people with good credit. And so it's another example of now may be the time to buy to take advantage of what's there now versus the uncertainty of what might be there in the future.
Right. I think one of the scary things as a lender is hearing the talk that there may not be 30-year mortgages anymore. They may just be ballooned 5, 7, or 10-year payments. And that's a tough pill for people to swallow, especially people in this area, because most people in this area buy homes to stay in their homes.
Exactly.
They're not investments. They are their homes.
Jan, as you're out at open houses and things like that, the people that are coming into those open houses or people that are calling in, are they folks who are looking to move from one place here to the other, or are you seeing a fair amount of folks coming in from outside the area?
A fair amount coming from outside the area right now with NJIC and DIA and other various companies in the area mostly. But there's still people that are here that are, you know, wanting to move up.
And if you are thinking about moving up, just a real quick piece of advice, get your price down as low as it can so that you can get your house sold. And then you can go out and negotiate for another house. And so you know exactly what you're going to get from your house. And then you can go out. You can do what's called contingent on the home of choice scenario. And what that basically means is you get a contract on your house. You now know what it's going to sell for. You go out and tie down another house knowing that this is the amount of money that you can have. And if you think about it just in a sense that the 15% that I talked about a minute ago, if you have a $300,000 house and you sell it for $270,000, that's a 10%. So 15% would be $45,000, so it would be $255,000. But then you go and buy a $500,000 house, that same 15% is now $75,000. And so the net gain for you, especially with low interest rates, could very well make it worth your while to lower your price to get into that next move-up house. And as we talk about home buying, Let's talk about this home buyer seminar that you guys are doing on Tuesday, April 12th. It's at the Best Western in Rutgersville. I think it's from 5 to 9. Why don't you walk us through what the intent is and the kinds of things that people can experience as they come to that home buyer seminar?
Well, from 5 to 6, we're going to have an open session where people can come and have one-on-one. From 6 to 8, we're going to have sessions of why you should use a real estate agent, what they do for you. We're going to explain different aspects of, you know, home ownership as far as showing plats, showing home warranty information. I find that sometimes with first-time home buyers, they really don't even know what this means. They have no idea. And then we're going to have sessions on, I'll let Tammy explain.
We're going to do sessions basically Mortgage 101. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or it's been a long time and you're getting ready to sell your house or you want to buy another house, what mortgages are available, and some people think their credit may not qualify, and it may, or it may need some improvement. And if that's the case, we're going to also offer to be able to pull credit reports, review them with people if they're not where they need to be, get them to where they need to be a home ownership.
Tell me about the one-on-ones for a minute. If somebody wanted to get a one-on-one with somebody there, do they need to sign up in advance? And if so, what's the best way for them to reach out to make that happen?
No, they don't need to sign up. They just need to come.
Okay. And so that's from 5 to 6. And then from 6 to 8, there are different seminars that are going to be going on. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the 8 to 9, what's happening?
It's going to be an open session if anyone has questions and answers.
Okay. And I think it's really important for folks to know that this is a Roy Wheeler Realty event sponsored by New American Mortgage and Charlottesville Settlements. And but even if you're working with another realtor, don't be afraid to come and get this information. The folks there will be certainly willing to honor. If you say that you're working with another agent but you wanted to get this information, we want you to come. We want you to have the information so that you can make an educated decision. As we're talking in the first segment of the show, there is so much out there for each individual to have to kind of fight through and understand whether or not this is the right time to buy. And so, you know, we talk about, well, let's just talk for a minute. You know, Tammy, when let's say Jan has a buyer, she's coming to you and she says, look, I've got this buyer. They're interested in going out and looking at property. Can you talk to them and explain to them what they need to do, how they need to what they need to do to be in a position to buy a home? What kind of things are you having? What kind of things in that first conversation are you sharing with that buyer so that they can kind of get an idea of what they can qualify for?
Sure. I'm going through the process with them as far as if they're renting now, what their monthly rent payment is, what they're comfortable dealing with. Also, because I may be able to qualify them for a significantly higher payment than what they feel their day-to-day needs are. So we go through that. We also sort of go through what their plans are when they buy this property. Are they going to hang on to it? Are they going to live in it for a while, then rent it out? Are they in a position where they're getting transferred in but may only be here for a few years? Maybe then it's not a good time to buy. So we go through those conversations and make sure that we get them the right product for what their life goals are.
And in that situation, I think you find oftentimes that people actually qualify for more than they thought they could.
Right.
And I think the important thing there to remember, and Jan, I don't know how you communicate this to buyers, but you want to help them buy what they want to buy. It's not a matter, oh, you can qualify for this, so why don't you buy this? I mean, in each person's situation, that monthly payment is so integral to the whole
correct.
Process.
That's correct. And what I'd like to do is know their comfort level, because I want people not to go out of their comfort level, because they're going to still have to pay their utilities, eat, have their bills, and I like people to buy something they feel good about and that they can afford.
Well, I think too, you know, speaking of comfort level, this type of home buyer seminar where people can get one-on-one with people and ask their own particular questions, that they can go into these different sessions and get general questions answered. I always say that knowledge is power. Whether it's a buyer or a seller, having all the information that you need to make the right decision puts you in a place where you do have a comfort level. Say, okay, I get this, and this is what I can do. It's the same thing that I say to the agents in our company. You know, the more that you can know about our business, the more power that you have when you're talking to buyers and sellers, because you really understand what's going on out in the marketplace and can communicate that. And when you have the knowledge, then you can talk naturally with people and not be scared that you're not going to have the answer to their questions. Not that we have all the answers, but we will find the answers. But this home buyer seminar, Best Western, Greene County. If you don't know where that is, folks, it's out 29 North on the right side, right behind the Dunkin' Donuts, if you will, right before you actually get into the main part of Rutgersville on the right side there. It's a great, great hotel. It's a great venue. It's from 5 to 9. And if you all have the opportunity to be out there, I think it'd be well worth your drive, whether you live in Charlottesville or live out there in that Greene County, Northern Albemarle, Orange area. The group of folks that are putting this thing on are quality professionals, people who really care about you and want you to really understand what's going on out there. And for the rest of you, you know, spend time looking at different articles, reading about different things. But the one thing that I would remind you about is it's real estate's local. You can read the national stuff, you can read the regional stuff, but ultimately you want to know what's really happening right here in your marketplace. And you can get that information in a number of different places, but the best way to do it is to find an agent that you know that has been recommended to you or that you've used before, and know that they can trust you. You can trust them, and they can trust you. And when you get with them, you ask them the specific questions that you need answered, and you know that they're going to give you the answers that you need, whether it's, yeah, now's the time to buy, or no, maybe you should hold off. Find that trusted resource and know that that person is going to help you in whatever way they can. Unfortunately, our time is up, but as always, we thank you for yours. Make it a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie.